wolves are an animal that are very good at doing what they do, which is breeding and eating.
Ryan Benson, co-founder of Big Game Forever, which advocates for the protection of wildlife herds, says not enough has been done to stop the spread of wolves, and now everyone is paying the price.
When they're eating people's cattle, and when they're, depressing wildlife populations, the economic impacts of that are really tough. You know, people have lost their ranches, a lot of people, and it's unnecessary.
Benson, along with several other outdoor activists who would like to see wolves taken off the endangered species list, met Wednesday with Senator Orrin Hatch and Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming to discuss the issue. Hatch says he wants the federal government to let states control wolves.
Our state can manage them. And would do so in a very, very impressive and a good way. But there are people back there in the federal government think only the federal government can do anything.
Hatch is co-sponsoring a bill with the Wyoming senator that would remove Endangered Species Act protections for gray wolves that have been in place since 1972. They were delisted last year in Idaho and Montana, along with parts of Utah and other western states. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is currently considering whether to delist the wolf throughout Wyoming as well.
It involves billions of dollars. It really does. I mean, one of the most important industries in Utah is hunting, fishing. People don't realize this, but we have some of the best animals in the world right here. But there was a time when they were, because of the predators, they were thinned down to almost nothing.
But Kirk Robinson, executive director of Western Wildlife Conservancy, disagrees with taking the gray wolf off the endangered species list, saying the predators play an important part in ecosystems.
There is just an ever-increasing body of science that shows that without wolves, relations among other species and between plants and animals become unstable and chaotic, and ground cover is lost. Streams erode.
There are no known wolf packs in Utah, but the Division of Wildlife Resources is currently investigating reports of wolves or wolf hybrids that may have been spotted in Utah County. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.